This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government decides to grant weekly holidays on Saturdays and Sundays to government offices and educational institutions, effective from tomorrow. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Dol Prasad Oral elected Nepal's House of Representatives is Speaker unopposed. Newly elected Speaker vows balanced leadership in Parliament. And U.S. President Donald Trump gives Iran 48 hours to make deal or open Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to grant public holidays on Saturdays and Sundays effective from the 6th of April. A cabinet meeting held today took this decision. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, this decision would be implemented in all government offices and educational institutions from tomorrow on Monday. Similarly, the meeting accepted the concessional loan of the $90 million provided by the Asian Development Bank and World Bank for Digital Nepal Transformation Project. Education Minister and Government Spokesperson Sushmit Pokhrel said that the government also accepted the concessional loan of $95 million provided by the World Bank for Sustainable and Inclusive Finance Project. Similarly, the government took the decision to run coming academic session from the 15th of Nepali month, Baisakh. Member of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Oral, has been elected as the 10th Speaker of Nepal. He was elected unopposed in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament. In the meeting, Ravi Lamisani, the president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the MP, had presented a proposal seeking election of Oral as the speaker. The proposal was seconded by MPs Sobita Gautam, Swarnim Wagle and Sunil Lamsal. The senior-most member of the House of Representatives, Arjun Narsingh Keshi, who was presiding over the meeting, declared that Oral was elected unopposed to the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, newly elected Speaker to the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Oral, has assumed the office at Singhadarbar based Federal Parliament Secretariat. After taking the oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Podyal this afternoon, Speaker Oral assumed the office. Oral was the vice chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party before this. The House of Representatives will next meet at 1 p.m. tomorrow on Monday. Meanwhile, newly elected Speaker Dol Prasad Oral has stated that he will carry out his role based on the principle that the House belongs to the opposition. Speaking briefly to journalists after assuming office today, Speaker Oral said that he would always play a role in ensuring that the voice of the opposition is given proper space in the House. He said that the House will function in accordance with the will of the people. He said his current priority is to operate the House effectively in order to fulfill its primary responsibility of lawmaking. The National Assembly members have shared that the newly formed government should give a special priority to good governance, transparency and corruption control. In today's meeting of the upper house of the federal parliament, the MPs raised various issues, including price hike of daily essentials and problems facing marginalized community due to ongoing conflict in Middle East countries. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has reshuffled the thematic committees under the National Assembly. In today's National Assembly meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Subhita Gautam, on behalf of the Prime Minister Balendra Saha, presented annual report of the National Women Commission for 2024 and 25. Meanwhile, lawmakers of the CPN-UML, Leela Kumari Bhandari, has filed her nomination to the post of Vice Chairperson of the National Assembly. As per the schedule of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, a proposal seeking election of Bhandari to the post has been registered today. Prem Prasad Dangal of the CPN-UML proposed Bhandari's candidacy, while Krishna Bahadur Rokhaya of the Nepali Congress, Madan Kumari Saha of the Nepali Communist Party, and Pooja Chaudhary of the Janata Samajwadi Party seconded the proposal. President Ramchandra Pardal today appointed Dr. Narayan Dutta Kardal as the Attorney General. According to the Office of the President, Dr. Kardal of the Baglung District was appointed to the post of the Attorney General at the recommendation of Prime Minister Balendra Saha. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekaisa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilocha ekaisa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Two people died and 11 others were injured when a jeep met with an accident in Gulmi district today. The deceased have been identified as 35-year-old Krishna Dhenga and 40-year-old Meena Sannami from the Misuka of Gulmi Darbar Rural Municipality in Gulmi district, according to Information Officer of the Gulmi District Police Office, Ganga Saro. The accident occurred at Misuka Birbas at Gulmi Darbar Rural Municipality 4 when the jeep plunged off the road this afternoon. Police said that all injured ones except 3-year-old Chaya Dhenga have been referred to Palpa Hospital for further treatment. More than 7,000 applications and websites related to online waiting have been shut down during the implementation of the government's decision related to governance reforms. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, in coordination with the internet service providers, blocked the websites and applications. According to authority's deputy director, Surya Prasad Lamisani, NTA, in coordination with the internet service providers, has immediately shut down all identified apps and websites operating online relating to betting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has given Iran 48 hours to make a deal or open the Strait of Hormuz, an ultimatum Tehran has rejected. According to the BBC, both countries are trading threats to unleash hell. Meanwhile, the AFP news agency cited Iran's Central Military Command rejecting the ultimatum, with General Ali Abdullahi Aliabadi saying that Trump's threat was a helpless, nervous, unbalanced and stupid action. Meanwhile, Pakistan has offered to mediate efforts to end the war, and according to Iranian media, Pakistan's foreign minister and his Iranian counterpart spoke by phone on Saturday. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that an American airman who went missing in Iran has been rescued and is now safe. According to the BBC, the airman was a weapons systems officer on a U.S. F-15 fighter jet that was shot down in southern Iran. The pilot had been rescued earlier. Kuwait has said that Iranian drone attacks damaged two power and water desalination plants and sparked a fire at an oil complex without causing injuries. According to Al Jazeera, Gulf countries have warned the brunt of Tehran's response to the U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran since the 28th of February. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions, partly cloudy in the hilly regions, and mainly fair in the Terai region. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali, and Sudar Pashchim provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati, and Lumbini provinces, and in the hilly regions of Gandaki province. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at some places in the Terai region of Madhes and Kusi provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to grant weekly holidays on Saturdays and Sundays to government offices and educational institutions, effective from tomorrow. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Dol Prasad Aryal elected Nepal's House of Representatives Speaker unopposed. Newly elected Speaker vows balanced leadership in Parliament. And US President Donald Trump gives Iran 48 hours to make deal or open the Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.